What's up, guys? Thanks and welcome back to the channel
and the Queen's Court review and commentary with creator Arena.
That's the channel. I'm Princess Lifeline. Anyways, so yeah, when we last left off, yeah, you know that thing, how that went, whatever. I actually covered episodes 3, 4, and 5. I mean, that's what I've watched up into episode 9, but what I am going to cover in this video is going to be 3, 4, and 5.
Shout out to Real Housewives of Atlanta. I am currently watching that episode,
and I should have my review and commentary about that up later this week. Hit the bell. Thanks. So right now, at about 16 minutes and 13 seconds, look at how creepy Gatsby is being. So he is leaning on like a, I think they were on like a deck or something like that. And it's like overlooking the landscape, darling. And because they're in like a beautiful mansion. So in any event, so they're like on their private time and their private dates. And here he is like being a creepy AF yo. And that's why I called it creepy yo. Because it's just, and guys, if I'm a little more like upbeat in this video, it's because I had a lot from Dunkin' Donuts. Shout out to that new turtle signature latte. Try that. Download the app and you can also get it for like $2. Yeah. I gotta stop because it's really not good for my teeth or my allergies moving forward. So look, Tamar and JR are all on their date, all of their lonesome, and here goes Gatsby. Now you and I both know that if the tables were turned, that shit would not be feasible. Like, he'd be called all kinds of creepy white boys and all kinds of things like that. So you know what I'm saying? I'm just gonna super save her hoe for JR right now. Not saying that you're a hoe, JR, because I'm definitely not. But you know what I mean? I'm just gonna super save for you right now because Gatsby is really, really, really freaking out of line. And I don't know if that was last episode or this episode, so I won't like spoil it. We'll just move on. Okay, and so right here, and I think this is like 37 minutes. So yeah, I just kind of like, you know, when things really call to me, then I'm just like reporting to you guys about it. In any event, ping pong and Gatsby, because Tamar doesn't want Gatsby. Evelyn doesn't want Gatsby, but it's a possibility that when they have the little girls talks, like there must be something that Tamar is kind of interested in. I do see that when she's talking to us, the confessional, the camera, she does seems like there's like she's saying that there's layers that she's peeling back, so she's like a little interested in playing around with it. But it is getting to a point where I am in the show where she's kind of like over it. And right here, I was like, they're just like passing him around. But then I realized that she's actually, see, Gatsby is one that he's this way with you and this way with you and this way with you. And Tamar really called that out. She really knows how to read people. She was just like, he doesn't know how to be, you know what I mean? So like, he's gonna say what's suitable for the moment. And so with Evelyn, he really felt like making her laugh or whatever. So anyway, he shares this story about how he had sex with this lady who was like 60 years old, and then he basically says he does it for the money. Really uncouthed and without class. So that's not good, Gatsby, because literally Tamar is like a woman with money, you know, and she's a celebrity in the limelight. So sheesh, Gatsby, you could just be seeming like a whole con. I mean, you kind of dress like a con, you kind of, the haircut's kind of conish. I don't know. It's a little too thick on the top, so it's just like, just kind of shave it all down a little bit. You know what I'm saying? That's what, you know, somebody that was really authentic would do. So I don't know, Gatsby. I don't know. Yeah, I can see where the alarm and the red alerts are, and it gets really, really more interesting from there. So yeah, good job, girls. I think it was a great job shaking things up a bit and just having him go out with Evelyn so she can just kind of like, yeah, you know what I mean? She's just doing like some investigative reporting for Tamar on Gapsters. Mini gifts. Tamar and JR, they are totally like, she's really smitten by JR, and he's showering her with all kinds of gifts. I love shades. Like shades are my thing. Like I have shades, okay, and like shade holders, you know what I'm saying? Love shades. So yeah, he would have told me one meal, and he got her a lottery ticket, guys. That was so cool because he was like, you know what, no matter what, you're, I want you to win, you know what I'm saying, with or without me. And then someone was like, he got me with the lottery ticket, you know what I mean? You already know he did because she's from Maryland. Shout out to Maryland State Lottery, okay? It could be you. So yeah, yo. So JR is really doing the damn thing. You know what I'm saying? He needs shower gets and everything. And he got this, like, he got this voice. He got this realness. He really even got a nice little build. It's just, I'm going to save that for later because I think that does come up later. And if it don't, I'll bring it up. I can try to remember. And if I don't remember, probably I shouldn't have. All right. I titled this scene, I think it was at 9 minutes and 30 seconds. Lackluster bitch. Shout out to Peacock. Queen's Court is streaming now on Peacock for about $4.99 per month. Lots of other shows on there too. Mm-hmm, hello. Yeah, yo. And so basically, I call this one Stop Hating, y'all. Because now he gonna come in here and he talking shit. He talking shit. Gatsby gonna come in there. First of all, he interrupted their time. Bro, on the last date you was stalking. I just told y'all that. And now they're having their private time again. See, this is real fucked up what he's doing, trying to step on this man's toes like this. But they some big ass feet to step on. Ain't they, Gatsby? Taking up the motherfucking room, ho. Anyway, yeah, yo, because I'm about realness and what's right. It's not about no skin color to me, bitch. Okay, I keep this shit 100%. You could check out one of my other videos. Like I said. I think I had put it up in. Maybe it was this last video. I'm not really sure. But definitely on the Growing Up Hip Hop when I was talking about TT and her man. I dated white boys before. I dated white men. Okay. And just for me, it wasn't a good chemical mix. Okay. So it's not like I'm hating on my melanated man at all. That's not the case. Boop, moving forward. A real recognized real, and respect it. Okay, even if you don't like it, you realize that you respect it, and that's just what it is. And Gatsby faking shit, and he phony, and he acting like a broke lackluster bitch. Boop, move forward. And shout out to Nene. I heard that she was coming back to Real Housewives of Atlanta this season. I don't really know if that was a rumor or not. She is not on the what you call him. She not on the thing, but I am covering it this season. I don't know why I just decided to just do it, but I am. I was on strike because Nene left the show. And I love Nene-sters. Okay. So I was like, So now somebody is rumored that she's gonna be back featuring as a friend of the show. So don't forget to subscribe to Peacock because actually Real Housewives of Atlanta is streaming on Peacock as well. So anyway, all this promo I'm giving y'all Peacock. Yeah, yo. So Gatsby need to stop hating. He is hating on this man. It's really getting on my fucking nerves. Because at the end of the day, if he was really for her, you would be happy for her. Like, okay, wow, that's nice. He doing this for you. That's nice. That's nice. That's what's up. Oh my gosh, girl, you the shit, girl. You know what I'm saying? Like, he ain't play that shit right. He ain't play it right. Move forward. So then, all this hating he doing, talking about, oh, he trying to buy her, and now it's become a gift. Bitch. So all this hating he did, now look at this shit. At 28 minutes and 26 seconds, you motherfucking hater. You stole JR style, y'all. So then he comes to Tamar with a whole basket full of gifts, okay? A whole basket, okay? And no doubt cheaper than what JR spent on it. I'm sure because it was a pre-made gift. I don't even know if it was pre-made. He might have picked out each and every individual thing, but you hated on this man and then you went and took his idea. First you said that it's bullshit that he's doing all this and this and that, and then you went and then you're gonna go do the same. God damn. Thing boing. Chill by. And then look at him, they talking to the confessional about it. He talking to the confessional about it because he actually mad that he had to come out of his pocket. He like, I done already flew all the way out here. I ain't get paid my check yet for this. We don't get no pay, no check until the end. This don't make no motherfucking sense. I got to buy shit for somebody who already rich. Yeah bitch, you know that's what he was thinking. Because like he said, every time he was hitting it from the back with the 60 year old rich woman, all he heard was ka-ching. Bye, Gatsby. Where is we motherfucking at? Chill. Okay, so remember the Wolfman who I thought that this was like a whole little joke and it was going to give him a makeover and we were just going to see like the best makeover of 2023, Chelle Peacock? Y'all really need to do that. For the next Queen's Court, just act like I didn't say this and act like nobody heard this. And even if you did, you know what I'm saying? It's all good. Just do that shit anyway. So put a man on there, something like, not like him at all, but put a man on there with some outlandish hair, you know what I'm saying? Put extra skin on him. Give him a little couple Lux moles, this and that. Say he had real bad allergies like me. Because literally my face is flat, Chelle. Up. It's a mess. It looks good, but you know what I mean? It was a mess how I was so like, yeah. Saruman impaction is what they call it. And don't, it's not that. It's not what you think. It's like, look up Saruman. Okay. Anyway. So yeah, yo, this don't make no motherfucking sense. His ass got, well, he had one too many drinks, got drunk. He did get a little too aggressive with Evelyn. He had to get all the up close with her. You know what I'm saying? I feel like that's bullshit. You know, you could tell his whole thing changing. But here's my thing. Evelyn was very smart. And she, see, Evelyn, you still like to start shit. Evelyn, you still ain't learned your lesson. Because, see, she saw, look, right here, she complained, like, okay, he's drinking way too much. So, but then check, but then she saying, so then it's just like, he drinks too much, so why would you? So she actually said, come on, let's get another drink. So then she offers him more drink. Girl. If you see his attitude changing, so you basically like, oh, I need to bring more of this shit out of him so I can do what? You already know you don't want to be with him, so why would you do that? Why would you do that? Because now the unknown is going to happen. Y'all got all those people. Y'all know it ain't nobody there with no gun, no motherfucking police. You know what I'm saying? Like, girl. Like, it don't make no sense to me. Like, your intuition told you that he's changing. You told the camera he's changing. But then you're going to say, let's go get another drink. Girl. You could have said, let's go in the house, let's go get some water. You know what I'm saying? See, like, Evelyn, it's just like, But, you know, everybody's not a nurse. Everybody has a natural capability to love first. And you know what I'm saying? And then, you know what I'm saying? It's like care. And they're just like, I don't got to fuck with you to take care of you. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, maybe some of us just feel a civil duty when we're around people. Okay? But, chill. She's just a mess. So she still like to keep up with the shits, basically, because it's just like, okay, not only do you offer him more liquor and you see that it's altering him enough to talk shit about him to us, the camera, brother, confession. Now, then you stay near him. Why would you stay near him? Girl, if you want to do something for the show and pump shit up and get your little bonus on the check, you could have been like, let's get a drink. Okay. And then got the fuck away from him. Moved away quickly, fast, bye, quick, got to go. Girl. You gonna stay near him. You gonna tell him he need to back up. That's not what I do when I want somebody to get the fuck away from me. I mix the motherfucking space. I don't leave it up to them to make the motherfucking space. And see, that's what really annoys me about you. Because let me remind all those who may have not heard my first video. I am a survivor of domestic violence. Real domestic violence, not no shit that happened one motherfucking time. Okay, some shit that'll leave you out in the street with it, so you have to rebuild your life, bitch. Okay, and so for you to sit up there and even be near a man that's gonna make you feel creepy, that's crazy to me. Because I still walk around in motherfucking incognito. Okay, because that's how much I don't want to be bothered by motherfucking creepy ass men. So what I do, because I know that I attract attention even when I'm not fucking trying to, I stay away. When motherfuckers give me bad feelings and bad vibes, I stay the fuck away from them. I do not entice danger. Move forward. Get off this hoe. It's because Evelyn irritates me. She irritates me. Her and the Wolfman, bye. With his drunk ass and his bad, terrible hairstyle self. Where's we at? Oh, wait a minute. Now, this is the last little part I wanted to share, because this guy was there and going so damn fast. And I don't blame her, child, because I don't know, child. I think he is dangerous for younger women, definitely, because he is so deep. And just wait till you just, child, wait a minute. I think I got something on here. Yeah, check this out.
I don't give my emotion away to somebody else for them to manipulate or control me. Been there, done that. It's especially weird on a date. Well, I'm going to get you out my face, because you're not going to meditate the draws off me. And so we go in this right now. Okay. I got a date with somebody else. Tell me, so y'all would like to make it there.
Tell me.
Right. Move forward. So so you heard it. Seymour is not playing. So basically, yes, this man, girl, child, look at him. I called this thing meditating drawers. Cause she says, you're not gonna meditate the drawers off me. Child, I love me some Seymour, cause she sees very deeply when she's looking at somebody. Look, she sees far into them too. And that's why she used her shades, because she was like, no, bitch, you're not gonna get me with them dreamy motherfucking doll eyes. This man is fine. This man is really fine. Anyways, he thinks he is the shit. Okay, but I don't really see with him is more than think he knows it. He is really, really connected, like spiritually, but he's also very arrogant. It's just there. She read it right away. She said, you're a cheater. And then she like, no, you're not supposed to read people just like that. You're not supposed to go that deep and you just met them. That's too much. She said later that she really, really felt violated by him in a way. And she said that she felt like, you know, he is a potential, you know, danger to women. And I mean, you know, Seymour, at the end of the day, it's a liquor store in every corner, chair. What you gonna do? Blame them? You know what I'm saying? Girl, you know what it is. You were strong. You said what you said and you made it deal with it. Deal. I'm proud of you. All you young girls out there, y'all better take a note out of Seymour book, okay? Don't get the drawers meditated off of you, honey. Okay. And I'm gonna wrap this up right here. I love you, Seymour. I'm gonna thank you for joining me. Don't forget to like, share, subscribe to the channel, hit the bell. Because we're gonna go through episodes. So now we're up 3 and 4. Last time 1 and 2. Now, chill, I gotta talk about 5, 6, and 7. I got all them notes already. So I'ma stop watching the show so I can focus on it and drop it. Drop. Like it's hard. Yo, is y'all just enjoying it? Yo, check out that Sephora recommended video I did, y'all, or Amara La Negra. I really enjoyed that one. And also, that was inspiration for how I did this one. And the Met Gala. Betty Blue. Check out Betty Blue. I hope you love her as much as I do. All right, guys. Bye-bye.